If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger, but the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond, not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local Geico agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a Geico agent near you.
You want a Diet Coke from McDonald's for breakfast, but think it's too early. And then you realize it isn't. Because it's the never too early for a soft drink deal. Any size soft drinks are always $1, only on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Prices and participation may vary.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law and Order SVU streaming now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. Yeah, it's the aftermath recap of Super Bowl 55. We're going to get you caught up on all the news and information and a recap of the game that happened this past weekend in Tampa, Florida. And also, we have an interview with Evan Winter. He is back on the program. He is a writer and the host of a podcast for Bucks Nation. Bucks Nation is the website dedicated to covering all things content for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're going to get to that, but first, let's get you to the highlights of the game, the big one that happened in Super Bowl 55 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kansas City got on the board in the first quarter with the field goal from Harrison Butker to give the Chiefs a 3-0 lead. But Tom Brady would get going as he would throw a touchdown pass to Rob Gronkowski.
Usually it's the guy you're talking about.
One of those weird announcer jinxes. Here is Brady's pass. It's Gronkowski back again. The biggest tandem for touchdowns now in postseason history. The old Patriot teammates reunite in the Super Bowl for a score.
Fake it right here. Everyone come over. Just throw them a little flat screen, a little pick play.
So the extra point was good by Succop, giving Tampa Bay a 7-3 lead. But guess what? Tampa continued to dominate, because that was the key word throughout this whole game, domination. Tom Brady again would hook up with Rob Gronkowski for a second touchdown.
Yes, that's a second drive. Now it's tough to stop again.
Brady, play action. Looking. Third option. End zone. Caught! Gronkowski again with the touchdown. Hold on. There's a flag.
Watch Gronk. They're going to hold, right? This team holds a lot. But he's so big, he's just going to push off. And that's the guy in this game that's troublesome if you're Kansas City and see that laser and the time Brady had set up. The ability to look off and come back.
So at the start of the second quarter, Brady would hook up with Gronk for another score, and the score would be 14-3 in the second quarter. The score would be 14-3. I beg your pardon. It would be 14-3 in the second quarter. Meanwhile, just before the end of the half, Tampa continued his dominance as Tom Brady got hot again. This time he would hook up with Antonio Brown.
You fake it here, and then you run on the next one if you don't get it.
There's the fake. There's the pass. And there's the catch for the touchdown. Antonio Brown.
Further than it's been in the past.
Antonio Brown with his Super Bowl touchdown. He had played in Super Bowl 45 as a rookie.
Further than it's been in the past.
Antonio Brown with his...
So the extra point was good by Succop, giving Tampa Bay a 21-3 lead after Kansas City would get another field goal from Harrison Butker at halftime. Tampa Bay would lead 21-6. Going into the third quarter, Kansas City just had no answers as Tampa Bay would continue its dominance in the contest. Kansas City would get another field goal from Harrison Butker to cut the lead 21-9. But that was basically, it would be the end for Kansas City in the scoring department. After Tampa would get a field goal from Ryan Succop, the lead would now be 24-9. So after the field goal from Succop, Tampa Bay would get another touchdown. This time, Leonard Fournette made his contribution felt.
Fournette! Touchdown, Tampa Bay! Allie Marpet right there. Yeah. They had an extra lineman in on that snap, but Marpet helped clear the way, and Fournette, who has found...
So the touchdown by Fournette and then the extra point by Ryan Succop was good, giving Tampa Bay a 31-9 lead. We featured the offense, and you know we can't forget about the defense as well. Here's Shaq Barrett getting a sack on Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
You come back in this one, this will live on the test of time forever against Brady in this situation.
He is taken down by Shaq Barrett.
Let's watch. You see Barrett just fighting.
And the defense would continue to pour it on.
If he can put that cape on, it's time. It's going to be tough.
Third and 14. He heaves it. Knocked away. And on the deflection, it's intercepted. There is a flag down.
So after the interception, the Buccaneers just did not stop from there. They would continue to pour it on the defensive side.
Second and 9. Able to escape. Sue is on him. Misses him. Pass off the hands of Robinson.
Wow, what a play. In this, Jim, if you score a touchdown here, we've seen a lot of crazy stuff happen.
Hasn't completed a pass on third down tonight. Can he do it this time? Reverse his course. He's all the way back at the 30. Barrett is on him. Heaves it before the whistle. And Pringle has it in his hands. They rule it incomplete. That was craziness. Fourth and 9. Again, running for his life. Mahomes got it away. Incomplete. White knocks it down.
And it was a rough night for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And again, Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, they had a dominating performance as the Bucs would go on to beat the Chiefs in Super Bowl 55. Final score would be 31-9. The final statistics, Tom Brady was voted Super Bowl MVP. He completed 21 out of 29 passes for 201 yards and 3 touchdown passes. Leonard Fournette, 16 carries for 89 yards and a touchdown. Ronald Jones, 12 carries for 61 yards. In the receiving department, Rob Gronkowski, 6 catches for 67 yards and 2 touchdowns. Leonard Fournette had 4 catches for 46 yards. Antonio Brown finished with 5 catches for 22 yards and a touchdown. The defense was sensational. Devin White, 8 tackles and an interception. Levante David had 6 tackles. Antoine Winfield Jr., 4 tackles and an interception. Jamel Dean finished with 4 tackles. Sean Murphy Bunting had 3 tackles. And in the sack department, Ndamukong Suh, Shaquille Barrett, and Cameron Gill all recorded a sack in the game. Meanwhile, in the losing effort, Patrick Mahomes, the best is yet to come from him, but it was a tough day at the office for him. He completed 26 out of 49 passes for 270 yards and 2 interceptions. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 9 carries for 64 yards. Travis Kelce, 10 catches for 133 yards, and Tyreek Hill, 7 catches for 73 yards. And again, the final score in Super Bowl 55, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31, the Kansas City Chiefs 9. Now it's time for my top 3 storylines. I'm going to start off with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, This has been the first time in really several years that we've seen the Kansas City Chiefs get handled like this in a game. This is really the first time in the Mahomes, Kelsey, Hill era that we've seen the Chiefs get manhandled like this. Patrick Mahomes said that he does not want to see that feeling ever again in that locker room. And I believe him because he's a once-in-a-lifetime talent, but so is Travis Kelsey, Tyreek Hill, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Tyrann Mathieu, Frank Clark. You can also add Chris Jones to the mixes as well. A lot of those guys are once-in-a-lifetime talents, and the Chiefs will be back. Let's just consider all of the things that have currently happened with Kansas City, with the distractions, with Andy Reid's son, Britt, being in trouble, having an investigation. We don't know where that's going to play out, you know, legally. We don't know how long that's going to play out between now and up into the NFL draft or the start of the 2021 season. But this performance was not Kansas City's best. And everybody has good days and everybody has bad days. And in the NFL, everybody has good games and everybody has bad games. But you can rest assured that the Kansas City Chiefs will be back in the mix. They will be in the thick of things. Right now, Kansas City has an opportunity to win the AFC. They're really the front runner to win the AFC again this year. Also, you could put Buffalo in the mix, Baltimore, Tennessee. A lot of those teams are going to be coming for Kansas City, but I see Kansas City as the favorite to win the AFC in the 2021 season. Again, not their best performance not their best performance on the world's biggest stage, but hey, that's okay. As they say, better days will lie ahead for the Kansas City Chiefs. You can rest assured of that. My next storyline is going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, they shocked a lot of people, including me. I did not have Tampa winning the Super Bowl. I did not have them winning the NFC. I had the Green Bay Packers winning it all this year. But that's the beauty of the NFL. You just never know. And that's the beauty of professional sports. You just don't know. Tampa Bay, what they had this season with Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette, Ronald Jones, Antonio Brown, and Dominican Sue, Devin White, who played out of his mind. I mean, at the beginning of really the first half of the year, Tampa didn't look like a great team. They were an average team at best. They were a team that they were winning games, but they just didn't have their identity. But after Thanksgiving, from after Thanksgiving up into this postseason run is when they found their identity, and they got hot at the right time. And when Tom Brady said, "You haven't seen the best of us yet. We haven't even reached our peak yet." When he said that, it got a little scary, and I know a lot of teams in the league it got intense when it came time to that. So kudos to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We didn't see it happening. Not only winning Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl in his first year with the franchise, and on top of that, you win the big one in the whole city. In your home stadium, that's amazing. That is amazing. As they say, there's a first time for everything, and definitely we saw it firsthand with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for my last storyline, it's going to be Tom Brady, TB12. You might as well go ahead and say it, the GOAT, the G-O-A-T, the greatest of all time. I mean, Tom Brady, I tell you one thing. This is just me talking, but I think as he's gotten older, he has gotten better. I don't. Maybe it's a wisdom thing. Maybe it's attention to his training methods. I don't know. But whatever he's doing, he's definitely sipping from the fountain of youth. And he's definitely delaying father time in all of this. Tom, he looked effective. He was good in this game. But not just talking about the Super Bowl. Let's talk about the whole season. Brady, especially in the second half of the year, that's when he really got going because they were gelling as a unit. When Antonio Brown figured things out, when Rob Gronkowski kind of got into a little rhythm, when Mike Evans and Chris Godwin figured out a way to include Antonio Brown in the offense, and when they got the running game going, that set the stage for Tom Brady to do his thing. And let's not forget about the offensive line either. I mean, Ryan Jensen and Tristan Wirfs, that whole line in general was just phenomenal. It looked similar to a line that Brady had for so many seasons in New England. Tom Brady, I mean, when it's all said and done, he's going to be the GOAT. Patrick Mahomes, it could be the next one in line. We'll see. Only time will tell. But right now, I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. Tom Brady, he will be back for the 2021 season. He's going to be focused. He's going to be ready. He's going to be solid. And, man, you know what? I hate to, you know, I don't want to hate to say it, but I am going to say it because I'm proud. You know, the best is definitely yet to come for Tampa for at least the next year or two, because I see Brady playing a lot longer. All right, that's going to do it for our first segment. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Evan Winter. He is a writer and a host of a podcast for Bucks Nation, and we're going to send you out to this song, Rest in Peace to Mary Wilson, co-founder of the great Motown group, The Supremes. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the NFL Wrap-Up.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Hey, we...
You want a Diet Coke from McDonald's for breakfast, but think it's too early. And then you realize it isn't. Because it's the never too early for a soft drink deal. Any size soft drinks are always $1. Only on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Prices and participation may vary.
Get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations. Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Welcome home to Click. Hundreds of data analytics leaders are coming home to Click to gain insights from data. Why? Well, it's simple. Better performance, greater usability, and a lower total cost of ownership. Plus, with Click, you can accelerate business value from data on Click's cloud or any cloud. Don't just take our word for it. It's what data analytics leaders are saying. Visit click.com/welcome home to hear why hundreds of leaders in data analytics have come home to Click. That's Click, click.com/welcome home.
The thing about comparing rates at Progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at Progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at Progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's the guy you're talking about. One of those weird announcer jinxes. Here is Brady's pass. It's Gronkowski. Back again. The biggest tandem for touchdowns now in postseason history. The old Patriot teammates reunite in the Super Bowl for a score.
Fake it right here. Everyone come over. Just throw them a little flat screen, a little pick play. That's a second drive. Now it's tough to stop again.
Brady, play action. Looking. Third option. End zone. Caught! Gronkowski again with the touchdown. Hold on. There's a flag.
Watch Gronk. They're going to hold, right? This team holds a lot. But he's so big, he's just going to push off. And that's the guy in this game. That's troublesome if you're Kansas City and see that laser and the time Brady had set up, the ability to look off and come back. You fake it here, and then you run on the next one if you don't get it.
There's the fake. There's the pass. And there's the catch for the touchdown. Antonio Brown.
Further than it's been in the past.
Antonio Brown with his Super Bowl touchdown. He had played in Super Bowl 45 as a rookie.
Better than it's been in the past.
Fournette! Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
Marp.
Yeah, Allie Marpet right there. Yeah. They had an extra lineman in on that snap, but Marpet helped clear the way, and Fournette, who has...
You come back in this one, this will live on the test of time forever against Brady in this situation.
He is taken down by Shaq Barrett.
Let's watch. You see Barrett just fighting. A lot of that's because the other side, too, though. I mean, Pierre Paul's dominating on the other side right there. You see...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. And Super Bowl 55, one word, dominant, because that's what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were against the Kansas City Chiefs. They were dominant on the offensive side and the defensive side as they handled their business, beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay would win 31-9. Tom Brady was voted MVP. And we have a gentleman that's back on the program. We're going to discuss the game, Bucs offense and defense, and some other things. Let's welcome him back to the program. He is from Bucs Nation, Evan Winter. Hey, Evan, welcome back, my man.
What's up, Ed? What a difference a couple of weeks makes, my guy. How's it going?
Indeed, it does make a big difference. I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much, and congratulations to your team, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. The last time we were on the program, we were previewing this big game, and now that you're back on, we're recapping the big game between the Bucs and the Chiefs. I know you have plenty of highlights, but give me your highlights and your lowlights from Super Bowl 55.
I mean, like you said, just an absolutely dominant performance on both sides of the ball. Obviously, the defense really sealed the deal. Patrick Mahomes, according to Next Gen Stats, ran for 497 yards while fleeing from the Bucs before throwing passes. Just an incredible number, an absolute team effort. My biggest highlight is obviously the defense, the front four. Tampa Bay did not blitz often in this game. They got to Mahomes on a regular basis with four guys. Just absolutely killed it. The secondary played extremely well. Todd Bowles had a great, great game plan. On the offensive side of the ball, you got to look at the offensive line, man. These dudes, this front five, were out there moving bodies on just about every play. They were setting up Brady with a beautiful pocket. I mean, even on the first third down of the game, when Brady kind of overthrows Godwin on the out route, Steve Spagnuolo sent a blitz on that play, and Brady still had a pocket. The Tampa Bay offensive line picked it up. They just killed it, man. And now if you're a Tampa Bay, so if you've been following somebody who's, you know, been a Bucs fan, or if you've been following the Bucs for a long time, this front five has to be in the conversation of the best of all time in Tampa Bay history. Lowlights, you got to look at the fourth down, the goal line stop, if you're a Chiefs fan. That was obviously a little depressing if you're a Bucs fan. And then overall, I mean, that's really the only lowlight. There were a couple of drop passes here. Obviously, some penalties helped out time and time. But really, man, if the Chiefs don't come up with that goal line stop, you're almost talking about a flawless effort from the Bucs.
Indeed, it was a flawless effort. And, you know, Evan, you mentioned one of the many highlights of the game, and a key component that sometimes can get overlooked in a football game is pass protection. And the offensive line, they handled their business in this game. We're going to talk more about Tom Brady in a little bit, but I want to get back to the offensive line for a moment. When Brady arrived in Tampa, there were a lot of questions about the Bucs offensive line, particularly, of course, with Ryan Jensen, who turned out to have an effective year, a solid year, and he really stepped up his game as well as with the other linemen in the Super Bowl. And, of course, Tristan Wirfs, a rookie, they weren't so sure. They would say, oh, they're going to come after him. Well, he proved his worth in this season and, of course, in the big game in the Super Bowl. Just kind of give me your take on the offensive line in this game. Just kind of go more into detail about that.
Yeah, so even Donovan Smith, you know, Tampa Bay's left tackle, he's been very, very inconsistent the 5 or 6 years he's been with the Bucs, and he struggled mightily in the first five games of the year. Man, Tampa Bay has never really been known to have a good offensive line. There's been a few select years here and there where they've had a good group, and they've always usually had one or two good players. But in terms of as an overall unit, when you're talking about Donovan Smith, Ali Marpet, Ryan Jensen, Alex Kappa, slash Aaron Stinney, who took over for Kappa during the playoffs in the Super Bowl, and then obviously Tristan Wirfs, I mean, it's hard to beat that in the NFL. This is one of the top units in the NFL. They're deep, and Ryan Jensen is the best center in the NFL. He's become that this year. Ali Marpet's one of the best guards. Alex Kappa is an up-and-comer. Tristan Wirfs has already established himself as one of the best right tackles in the league. And then Donovan Smith, his performance during the postseason and the Super Bowl and even late in the regular season is enough to earn him that final year of his contract, probably even get an extension, I would think, leading up until this year. But, man, just in terms of – especially last year. I mean, his offensive line was not good last year. And now, obviously, they changed from DeMar Dotson at right tackle to Tristan Wirfs, and that had a lot to do with the success this year. But it's a night and day difference, man. I mean, last year they gave up, I think, over 40 sacks. Running game was non-existent. And then this year it's 22 sacks and, you know, averaging 4.5 yards a pop. So just how they've come together, the cohesiveness, it's really been fun to watch. And this is going to be one of the top two or three offensive lines going into 2021. Make no mistake about that.
You're right about that. And as you mentioned when we first came on the air, you said what a difference 2 weeks makes when Tampa Bay are becoming the champions, and definitely what a difference a year made from 2019 up until the current right now, how the offensive line really stepped up their game with the addition of Brady and, of course, those guys you mentioned and what we mentioned earlier with Jensen and Donovan Smith, Aaron Stinney, and then, of course, Tristan Wirfs stepping up their game. And speaking of stepping up their game on the offensive side, the running game truly was one of the X factors in Tampa getting the victory. Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones, oh, man, what a 1-2 punch they've been this year. Just give me your thoughts on Fournette and Jones in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like you said, perfect 1-2 punch. Both averaged over 5 yards a carry. Both had hard physical runs. I mean, you look at Leonard Fournette's touchdown run, and that's everything on display that made him, you know, a top five pick in the NFL draft as a running back too, which is even more impressive in that regard. I mean, they're effective. You know, now the question is, can the Bucs bring Fournette back? Is he going to be looking for a bigger contract? Tampa Bay has a lot of salary cap questions to answer. But, man, just the timing of everything with those two as well, how Ronald Jones had the quad injury early during the playoffs, missed the Washington game, how he was also on the COVID list coming into that Washington game, and just how Fournette stepped up and just took over, man. You can't make this up anymore. Like, you can't write this stuff. Like, this stuff just doesn't happen like this. But the fact that Rob Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette, Antonio Brown, Tom Brady just – came to Tampa Bay and in 1 year took this team to a Super Bowl and won them a Super Bowl. And you got to think, all four guys in this convention scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. So had even that much of a contribution. It's just crazy, man. It's absolutely crazy.
It is crazy. And speaking of crazy, it was a crazy year overall, but it was a really crazy year for Rob Gronkowski. He had been not the most dominant year that he had this year, but he made plays when he had to. Well, he came up big, scoring two touchdowns in the Super Bowl. And then also he had contributions from Antonio Brown. He scored a touchdown. Cameron Brate had some big receptions. Mike Evans wasn't too much of a factor in this game, but overall he had a great 2020 season. Just kind of give me your thoughts on the Bucs' receiving game in this contest.
I thought Kansas City played the receivers really well. Obviously, you mentioned Gronk. He's going to be a little bit more different of a matchup. But, you know, Mike Evans had the one catch for, I think, 31 yards, which helped Tampa Bay move them into the red zone. And then he had the big penalty on the deep pass, Rashad Breeland, when he tripped him up. And that led to a Tampa Bay touchdown. And Bruce Arians has always kind of been the one to say that if a receiver draws a defensive pass interference penalty, it might as well be recorded as a catch, which, you know, is logical at the end of the day. I don't know if it's 100% full-blown fact, but still, it makes sense. So, really, you look at Evans being the deep threat, being the guy that he was coming into this game. Chris Godwin was really quiet. His postseason, his body of work coming into the postseason is excellent. You could put it up there with – you could put his numbers, his performances up there with some of the best receivers in the league. But this postseason, man, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was just his first postseason experience or what, but his play definitely dropped off. And then Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller, Chiefs completely kept them out of the game. So overall, I haven't gotten a chance to dive into the all 22 just yet and get a really, really good look at things. But just from the eye test, the smell test, you know, whatever stupid cliche phrase you want to use, I would say Kansas City did a really good job locking down these Tampa Bay receivers. It was the offensive line that made the difference at the end of the day, man. I mean, when your offensive line is performing like that, you can really do whatever you want on offense.
All right. Well, speaking of doing anything that they wanted to do on the field, the defense was just so dominant. They handled and manhandled Kansas City's offense, the offensive line. I mean, the defense just – I mean, the stellar performance. I'm looking at the stats right here. Devin White was sensational. Devin White had 8 tackles to go along with an interception. Antoine Winfield Jr. had 4 tackles with an interception. Levante David had 6 tackles. Sean Murphy Bunton, J.C. Pierre-Paul, all of these guys were just so phenomenal. And Ndamukong Suh and Shaq Barrett and Cameron Gill had a sack in this game. Tampa's defense showed up for this game. What do you give a credit to? Do you credit the strategy that Todd Bowles put in place, or do you think it's a team effort between him and the talent that surrounds him?
Oh, it's definitely all a team effort. I mean, football is the ultimate team sport, but Todd Bowles, you cannot discount the game plan that he had coming into this game. I mean, he said, we are going to take away – he built Belichick him. He said, we are going to take away what you're going to do best, and we're going to force you to beat us through other avenues. Now, granted, I will say this. I was really shocked at the fact that Kansas City did not use more running backs and tight ends in protection schemes, that they left a lot of five-man front protections out there. I think Next Gen Stats said Kansas City, like 9 of the dropbacks on Patrick Mahomes, only like 9 out of whatever he had were plays that featured running backs and tight ends also in to help block. Tampa Bay had wild success going against this front five in week 12. A lot of that was because they didn't have the extra help to block. There's a lot of five-man front protection. So Andy Reid made no adjustments at all. I figured he would have. He didn't, and we saw what happened. So at the end of the day, great game plan, great execution, and little plays like Sean Murphy Bunting's pass breakup on the offsides, Tampa Bay jumped offsides, gave Kansas City a free play. Patrick Mahomes took a shot to the end zone, and Sean Murphy Bunting broke it up. That would have been a touchdown. That would put Kansas City up 7-0. Not saying that would have changed the game, but you don't know what happens after that. Little things like that just showed how focused, how determined, and just how much they wanted this game. And this kind of bleeds into my second point, kind of trickles away from your question, but I just feel like I have to mention this. All this focus, this killer mentality that Tampa Bay put on display, you would have expected the Kansas City Chiefs to have that. You would have expected the Kansas City Chiefs to look like they were the team defending a world title. Instead, it was Tampa Bay. I mean, four penalties, 60 yards, whatever it was. Kansas City set a Super Bowl record for most penalty yards in one half. I mean, they just looked almost – they looked like they were trying too hard. And Tampa Bay took advantage. So, man, just had some things around. It was just so much fun to watch everything play out the way it did.
Indeed, it was fun to watch. I mean, again, it's just a dominant performance by the Tampa defense. Let's stay with defense for a moment. You know, there's a saying that goes, Evan, offense puts butts in the seats, but defense wins championships. This defense helped the Bucs win a championship, but there was another defense that helped the Bucs win a championship, and that was the 2002 season. Do you see any differences between the 2002 Tampa defense and the 2020 Tampa defense?
So this is a great question. I was talking about this earlier with a friend of mine who's a Bucs fan. He lives up in Detroit, and he asked me, you know, which defense was better, 2002 or 2020. I said overall 2002 is better when you look. Now, granted, it's a more veteran defense, but you had Hall of Famers on there like John Lynch now, Warren Sapp. You know, you have a should-be Hall of Famer in Simeon Rice, a should-be Hall of Famer in Rondae Barber. Brian Kelly led the league in interceptions that year with 8. I mean, just from top to bottom, overall, consistent-wise, the 2002 defense is better. But if you want to talk about postseason runs, Super Bowl runs, right now, I don't know, man. I don't know who you would take. I think you could put both teams on this, or both defenses, rather, on the same level. I mean, the 2002 defense did amazing things in the postseason. They are the first team and are still the only team to hold San Francisco touchdownless in a playoff game. They shut down the vet, held the Eagles to 10 points, and then they set an NFL record for the most interceptions in a Super Bowl and just absolutely throttled the MVP, NFL MVP, Rich Gannon. Now, you look at this year, you've got beating Washington. Cool, that was fun, whatever. But then you've got three straight NFL MVPs, three straight former Super Bowl MVPs, that you just waxed and made look absolutely pedestrian. And that in itself is just – that's an amazing accomplishment, man. So I think a lot of Tampa Bay fans, a lot of people who do, you know, do things, who cover the Bucs, I think here in about 5 or 10 years, it's going to be a pretty heated debate on which defense had the better postseason run.
I've been analyzing this, too. I happen to see that poll that you posted not too long ago on social media, and I think, to your credit, and I'll piggyback on what you said, 2002's defense was more stronger. It was more elite. You had future Hall of Famers on that squad with Warren Sapp and Derrick Brooks and John Lynch. But I just think
I left out Derrick Brooks. I can't even believe I left out Derrick Brooks. I am so sorry for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, man. You got to have Derrick Brooks, and, of course, John Lynch and Rondae Barber. So I think 2002's defense, I think, was more rugged because, again, it was the beginning of the quarterback era where things were trending more towards a quarterback's league. But I think 2020, it, like you said, the proof was in the pudding. They took down 3 Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks in the postseason. So, I mean, that's a debate going to rage on for a long time. But, nevertheless, they both did their thing. And speaking of, he's been doing his thing for a short amount of time in the league, and he didn't have a great Super Bowl, but Patrick Mahomes, let's give credit where credit is due. Where do you see Patrick going forward after this game?
So, yeah, he's got some questions to answer. Now, obviously, I don't think anything that happened in this game was on him. He played great, even if his stats don't show it. He was out there making throws. He was sending plays with his legs. And, you know, he was let down by his team in a lot of cases. You think of the fourth down drop in the end zone from Darrell Williams, where Patrick Mahomes is, like, 6 inches off the ground, laying sideways, and still found a way to get that ball off. Just absolutely incredible. And then you think about the Travis Kelce drop on third down that he should have had. That would have easily have kept the drive going. I mean, he was out there making plays. He just – the people around him didn't do it. A lot of it's going to depend on what happens with his toe injury. We had Kent Swanson of Arrowhead Pride on my podcast last week to preview this game, and I specifically asked him, I said, hey, you know, do you think this toe injury is going to affect Mahomes going into this game? Is it something long-term? And we both kind of have the opinion that, no, it's not a big deal. But lo and behold, 2 days after the Super Bowl, he's going to have surgery on it. So not saying he's having surgery now, but the report's out that he's going to have surgery on it. So obviously health is the number one thing. I mean, you think of RG3, you think of Andrew Luck, you think of Cam Newton. I mean, even though Cam did play in the league for 10 years, injuries took a toll on their careers and really prevented them from being the all-time greats that we thought they were going to be early on. So at this point, I think Mahomes still has all the talent, obviously. The Chiefs have a very good setup. The biggest question he's going to have to answer is, you know, how much is his toe injury going to affect him, and can he stay healthy on down the line? If he can answer those questions with a yes, I think he's going to be just fine, man.
Yeah, indeed he will be. Again, as I've mentioned earlier, Evan, you know, Patrick is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents, and when he's when he gets healthy, man, he's going to be unstoppable. He's going to pick up right where he left off at, as well as the Kansas City Chiefs as well. And let's move along now to somebody who's picking up right where he's left off at, Tom Brady. 10 Super Bowl appearances. 7 Super Bowls. I mean, a lot of people are saying, and they're calling it, they're calling him the GOAT, the G-O-A-T, the greatest of all time. Tom Brady, he says he's set to come back for the 2021 NFL season. Thoughts on Tom and his performance in the big game?
I mean, he was incredible. 21 of 29, 200 yards, 206 yards, if you know we're going to be correct, exact, and then 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles. Only took the 1 sack, and that 1 sack was just a really well-executed stunt and a really well-designed stunt by the Chiefs. I mean, dude, he was the guy they needed. And, I mean, Bruce Arians said it last week. He said he came on some Arizona show, and he said, look, we had a talented team in 2019. They just didn't know how to win. We needed somebody to come in and show them how to win, and that's one of the main reasons why we went after Tom, outside of, you know, 6 Super Bowl championships and all that other jazz. That's exactly what he did. I mean, Jenna Lane, ESPN, she came out with the report, I think, a little bit after the Super Bowl, saying that Tom texted all of his teammates the night before at like 11 and said, just saying 3 words, we will win. I mean, just the shot in the arm that he provides to the team, the confidence he brings, and we talked about it when I came on to preview this game, just the fact that he is on the team, you know you're going to be in this game. At the end of it, you know you're more than likely going to have a chance to win this game at the end of it. And that's just simply because Tom Brady's your quarterback. And it's unreal, man. There's no more debate in the NFL as to whether or not this guy's the GOAT. He proved it this year. But now the only thing left for him to do is to just become the best athlete of all time. That's the last box on his list he needs to check.
Yeah, you're right about that. I want to stay with TB12 for a moment. So now he's won his 7th Super Bowl title, and he's been a proven winner. He's been consistent throughout his playing career thus far. I want to ask you, Evan, do you think this is the best Super Bowl team that he's played on thus far, or do you think there have been teams that have been better or teams that have come close to that?
Man, that's a really good question. Obviously, I haven't studied my Patriots and through, so sorry if I piss off Patriots Nation, but I still think that 2000, this team's definitely up there, man. But I think the 2017, even though they lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl, going 17-0 or 18-0 rather, and just how dominant they were that year on both sides of the ball. I mean, we got to remember this year, Tampa Bay was 7-5 going into the bye week, had lost 3 or 4 games. Were really struggling at certain points in the season, and a lot of people were wondering, you know, if they were even going to win a playoff game. Steve Smith came out after the Detroit game and said they were going to get ran in the playoffs. So there was all kind of doubt surrounding the team at one point in time, whereas that 2017, everybody was like, oh, my God, you know. As soon as they got Randy Moss, everybody was like, oh, well, they're going to be in the Super Bowl. So, and they went on to go, like I said, you know, 18-0. This team is definitely close, but if I had to put any kind of chips on the table in any kind of regard, I'd put them on the 2017.
Yeah, that team was very dominant, man. Just came up short thanks to Mr. David Tyree and then, of course, Eli Manning, the Plaxico Burress, and we know how that happened. So,
yep.
But let's stay with TB12 again for a moment. So he's already committed to playing in 2021. How long do you see him playing? How long do you see him playing? How long do you see him playing in the NFL?
If he keeps playing like this, I hope he plays another 3 or 4 years. But if he – obviously, like you said, he comes back, he's coming back next year. If he wins another Super Bowl with the Bucs next year, I will not be surprised if he retires. I mean, what other way to go out than John Elway, 1-2 in a row, you know, before he retired? What better way to go out, especially if he beats Patrick Mahomes again? You know, I mean, we could be looking at a rematch here next year with Bucs and Chiefs. And if he can get – let's just say he does win, and he's got an 8-1 lead over Patrick Mahomes. You know, everybody was talking going into this game, well, if Mahomes wins, he'll only be behind Brady's title mark by 4, 6-2. Now it's 7-1, obviously. Well, if Brady gets to 8, and obviously this is all hypothetical what we're talking about. This is all just, you know, just having fun. But let's say they win it all next year, and if they beat the Chiefs, and it's 8-1. I mean, dude, I would not be shocked if he tires at all. But like I said, he keeps playing like he played this year. I wouldn't mind seeing him in Tampa Bay for, you know, as long as he's willing.
I wouldn't mind seeing him either. I mean, my thing is this: if you're consistent and you're playing to the highest level, why stop? Just keep going. As long as you take care of yourself, you can definitely get the job done. So the Buccaneers, they got the job done, and again, they went Super Bowl 55, beating the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9. So I know, Evan, we're in some trying times right now, some very, very difficult times right now. I want to ask you, are there any possible celebrations that may occur for the Bucs, maybe something to be done virtually?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really checked into what they're planning on doing. I'm pretty sure they're going to have a parade. I've seen something about that circulating on the interweb. But, yeah, that's a good question. I'll definitely have to check into that and, you know, shoot you a DM or something to let you know what's going on.
Okay, cool. So, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, again, tell everybody what you do at Bucs Nation.
I cover the team, lead writer, and also host a podcast that's a website. Supports called North and South Podcast. Find me on Twitter at Evan_Winner. Find North and South Podcast on Spotify, iTunes, all that other jazz. And then obviously BucsNation.com, man.
Awesome. So again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Bucs Nation and any websites that you have, let them know that as well.
At Evan_Winner. That's EVAN_WINTER. And then BucsNation.com, and then, like I said, North South Podcast, all on iTunes, you know, Spotify, wherever you can. There's too many of that stuff to keep up with these days. So wherever you can find a podcast, I'm almost positive the North and South Podcast is out there.
Awesome. And before I let you go, Evan, you know, there's so many great moments that come with the Super Bowl. What did you think about the Super Bowl halftime show with The Weeknd?
Now, from what I saw, it was great. I mean, this is my first Super Bowl ever covering it, you know, as a member of the team that's playing in it. So I honestly didn't get a chance to really sit down and watch the halftime show. I didn't really get a chance to watch any of the commercials. I did see the one Michael B. Jordan commercial with Alexis. That one was really funny. I thought that was a good one. And then I remember the Will Ferrell one. That's only because I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan. So, but, yeah, I didn't really get a chance to partake in, like, the media part of everything, or the entertainment side, I should say. But I did see where he was in, like, the catacomb-looking thing with all the gold dancers, and then him being on the field the weekend at the end, and then, you know, looking out to the sky as he closes out his song. All that was really cool. So I'm glad. He said before the game kicked off, this was, like, his first show in front of the crowd in, like, 2 or 3 years. So I bet he was excited. He did a hell of a job, man, from what I did see.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. He was pretty good. He did a good job doing the halftime show. So you heard it from him. He's Evan Winter. He is a writer and also a podcaster for Bucs Nation. Check him out and check out him, what him and the rest of the guys do at BucsNation.com. Check him out on social media. Evan, thank you once again, my man. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
I'll do it, Ed. You take care.
All right, you two, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Usually it's the guy you're talking to.
One of those weird announcer jinxes. Here's Brady's pass. It's Gronkowski back again. The biggest tandem for touchdowns now.
That's the second drive. Now it's tough to stop again.
Brady, play action. Looking. Third option. End zone. Caught! Gronkowski!
You fake it here, and then you run on the next one if you don't get it.
There's the fake. There's the pass. And there's the catch for the touchdown! Antonio Brown! Fournette! Touchdown! Tampa Bay!
You come back in this one. This will live on the test of time forever against Brady in this situation.
He is taken down by Shaq Barrett.
Let's watch. If he can put that cape on, it's time. It's going to be tough.
Third and 14. He heaves it. Knocked away, and on the deflection, it's intercepted. There is a flag down, but that... Second and 9. Able to escape. Sue is on him. Misses him. Pass off the hands of Robinson.
Wow, what a play. Goodness, Jim, if you score a touchdown here. We've seen a lot of crazy stuff happen.
Hasn't completed a pass on third down tonight. Can he do it this time? Reverse his course. He's all the way back at the 30. Barrett is on him. Heaves it before the whistle. And Pringle has it in his hands. They rule it incomplete. That was craziness. Fourth and 9. Again, running for his life. Mahomes got it away. Incomplete. White knocks it down.
Your friend asks for one of your fries.
Just one, I promise.
So you say, sure, have a fry, but they take at least 7 fries.
Thank you.
Because it's never really just one fry, is it, Neil? There's a meal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Get all your favorite items like the McDouble, small fries, 4-piece chicken McNuggets, and McChicken for just a few bucks.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any offer or combo meal.
When we made our new McDonald's spicy chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Hey.
Welcome home to Click. Hundreds of data analytics leaders are coming home to Click to gain insights from data. Why? Well, it's simple. Better performance, greater usability, and a lower total cost of ownership. Plus, with Click, you can accelerate business value from data on Click's cloud or any cloud. Don't just take our word for it. It's what data analytics leaders are saying. Visit click.com/welcome home to hear why hundreds of leaders in data analytics have come home to Click. That's Click, click.com/welcome home.
We get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order! Please read Counselor's last statement.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
You want a Diet Coke from McDonald's for breakfast, but think it's too early. And then you realize it isn't. Because it's the never too early for a soft drink deal. Any size soft drinks are always $1. Only on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hot flashes, irritability, intimate dryness, even unsatisfying sex. Hi, I'm Dr. Alyssa Dweck, a board-certified OBGYN who has spent over 20 years helping women just like you safely find relief from these very natural symptoms without having to resort to hormones. To help my patients feel their best, I recommend products from Bonafide Health. Bonafide is a women's health company dedicated to providing women with non-hormonal and clinically validated products that work. Bonafide provides safe and effective solutions to manage a range of menopausal, sexual health, and PMS-related symptoms. That's why I recommend Bonafide products to my patients every day. In fact, I am also a Bonafide medical advisor. What I like most is that Bonafide products provide women real relief without compromise. Ladies, don't waste another minute feeling less than your best. Go to HelloBonafide.com and use code Radio39 to save 20%. That's HelloBonafide.com and code Radio39.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Offer valid on subscription only.
The thing about the home and auto bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the home and auto bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the home and auto bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with the ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the home and auto with the shaman in the jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Evan Winter. He is a writer and host of the podcast for Bucks Nation. Check it out. Bucks Nation is dedicated to covering all things content-wise for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, before we get on out of here, we want to say just rest in peace to former head coach Marty Schottenheimer. Marty Schottenheimer, of course, was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Washington football team for one season, and he was the head coach of the San Diego Chargers when the Chargers were in San Diego. But before Marty became a head coach, he was a former player as well. Marty Schottenheimer was a player for the AFL's Buffalo Bills, and then he also was a former player in the NFL for the Boston Patriots. And again, he had some time as a player in the AFL and the NFL, and then also he started his career as a coach in the World Football League, a linebackers coach for the Portland Storm, and then he was a linebackers coach and a defensive coordinator for the New York Giants, and then he became a linebackers coach for the Detroit Lions, and then was a defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns before becoming the head coach of the Browns, and then later became the head coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, and then one season as the head coach of the Washington football team, and then was the head coach of the Chargers when the franchise was in San Diego, and then most recently he was the head coach and general manager of the Virginia Destroyers of the UFL, the United Football League. Many accomplishments for Coach Schottenheimer. He's a member of the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. He also won a UFL championship in 2011 for the Virginia Destroyers, was a former NFL Coach of the Year, a UFL Coach of the Year, also AFC Coach of the Year. He won an AFL championship as a player and also was an AFL All-Star. His coaching record, his regular season career coaching record in the NFL was 200 wins, 126 losses, and one tie. I mean, now, unfortunately, his postseason record was only 5-13 in the playoffs. So, you know, Coach Schottenheimer, again, one of the greatest coaches of all time, unfortunately, never played in a Super Bowl. It had some close calls with the Cleveland Browns twice, the fumble, and then the drive. A lot of people remember that. I'm old enough to remember that as well. And then just, you know, close but no cigar. But again, Coach Marty Schottenheimer was great in his own right, influenced a lot of people. A lot of great coaches under the Coach Schottenheimer coaching tree includes Bill Cowher, Gunther Cunningham, Tony Dungy, Lindy Infante, also Mike McCarthy, Herm Edwards, Cam Cameron, Bruce Arians, Tony Sperano, and Rob Chudzinski were just some of the people that were under the Coach Schottenheimer coaching tree. Again, rest in peace to head coach Marty Schottenheimer at the age of 77 due to Alzheimer's disease. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. Once again, a big special thank you to Evan Winter from Bucks Nation, giving us a recap of this year's Super Bowl and all the ins and outs of the game. And again, thank you to the listeners out there for tuning in to the NFL Wrap-Up. I'm Ed Robinson, and we'll talk to you again real soon for another exciting edition of the NFL Wrap-Up. So long, everyone. We'll be right back.
As one of the world's largest libraries for stock assets, Shutterstock knows the value of a marketing dollar. That's why we're offering a way to make your dollar go further this winter. Right now, you can download 10 free images from Shutterstock's library of photos, illustrations, and vectors. All you need to do is sign up for a free trial at shutterstock.com/marketer. Try it today at shutterstock.com/marketer.
You want a Diet Coke from McDonald's for breakfast, but think it's too early. And then you realize it isn't, because it's the never too early for a soft drink deal. Any size soft drinks are always $1, only on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Prices and participation may vary.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Welcome home to Click. Hundreds of data analytics leaders are coming home to Click to gain insights from data. Why? Well, it's simple. Better performance, greater usability, and a lower total cost of ownership. Plus, with Click, you can accelerate business value from data on Click's cloud or any cloud. Don't just take our word for it. It's what data analytics leaders are saying. Visit click.com/welcome home to hear why hundreds of leaders in data analytics have come home to Click. That's Click, click.com/welcome home.
As one of the world's largest libraries for stock assets, Shutterstock knows the value of a marketing dollar. That's why we're offering a way to make your dollar go further this winter. Right now, you can download 10 free images from Shutterstock's library of photos, illustrations, and vectors. All you need to do is sign up for a free trial at shutterstock.com/marketer. Try it today at shutterstock.com/marketer.
You want a Diet Coke from McDonald's for breakfast, but think it's too early. And then you realize it isn't, because it's the never too early for a soft drink deal. Any size soft drinks are always $1, only on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Prices and participation may vary.
You want a Diet Coke from McDonald's for breakfast, but think it's too early. And then you realize it isn't, because it's the never too early for a soft drink deal. Any size soft drinks are always $1, only on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Prices and participation may vary.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, 2 and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at peacocktv.com.
You want a Diet Coke from McDonald's for breakfast, but think it's too early. And then you realize it isn't, because it's the never too early for a soft drink deal. Any size soft drinks are always $1, only on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Prices and participation may vary.